Hey, what's up, everybody? It is Dijon, and I'm calling to welcome you to Dijon with the Lights Out. And basically, this podcast is when I'm in my room and the lights out, and I discuss various topics. Today's topic will be the topic of depression. Now, I know it may sound a little cliche, but depression actually is a real thing. And it happens to a lot of us, and sometimes we don't even realize it. It's this good song by Jessie J called You Don't Even Know Me. And she says, the girl who, how does it go? Hold on. Sorry.
The girl who always says yes wants to scream no.
Okay, there we go. So basically, she's like, the girl who always screams yes but wants to scream no basically is hindering as a sign of depression. Because that's saying all in all that, you know, people use her because they know she'll say yes. Even when sometimes she just wants to be left alone or just want to say no. And that's how life is. We get wrapped up in friends and family that it's hard to say no because you're always so nice. You're always so loving to them. You're always so real. But when you say no to somebody, especially if it's like friends or family, it's like, it's hard, right? So quick, I'm gonna tell you a story. So I have a friend who is my best friend. Now, we're not speaking right now, and I'm not gonna give the particular details because it doesn't matter. But what I will say is, on both ends, we weren't being real friends to each other. Not because we didn't care for one another. I believe it simply was because we're so used to people throwing us away and stabbing us in our backs. And it stems from childhood, you know, starting from our parents on up. We got so many people that treat us a certain type of way that it's hard for us to maintain, you know. Hello to my first listener. It's hard for us to grasp when people are being true. So we subconsciously, without even thinking, do things to sabotage that friendship. And that's what my friend did. You know, he did something to me, and I did something to him. And now we're going through the ringer, not speaking and things like that. All because we can't distinguish. We can't accept the fact when someone truly loves us. And I'm just here to tell everyone today that you're not alone. And it's going to hurt, because even being friends with someone is like a relationship. You genuinely have love for that person. But even when, you know, you find yourself at odds, you know, I don't know if you're spiritual or if not, you know, you find something to pray to, you just pray everything works out in space. That's the key thing. Space is always needed to sort anything out. Because going right into it when you're mad is not going to solve it. And forgiveness, people, please forgive. No matter what happens, no matter how bad somebody treats you, forgive them. Because if you don't, then your life will forever be in turmoil, all because you didn't forgive someone. So that's all. I guess it's my time for the day. Thanks for the person that listened. This is just All right. So they've allowed me to come back. But that was it. But I'm still getting used to this. So, yeah. So to kind of piggyback where I left off, you know, forgiveness is something. Forgiveness is something that you should always try to have. In certain instances, it's okay to be by yourself. And I know it's hard to say because I hate being alone. But sometimes when we're alone, you start to find out so much more about yourself. You start to find out of how much you were actually dependent on people. You know, never love someone more than you love yourself. You know, never do that. So I'm going to say this, and I'm actually going to go this time, because like I said, this is Dijon with the lights out, and it's 2:31 here. So I'm going to end this. And I just want to say, feel free to call in. Feel free to leave me messages for various topics. If you want advice, I'll make sure the next time I get on that, you know, I'll address it. So we're going to call it, you know how AOL used to have "You Got Mail"? I'm going to do "Dijon's Got Mail". So, you know, as I get my listeners up, and if you have anything you want to ask me, or if you need advice on something, on how to, or how to handle a situation. Now, I'm not politically correct, but I'll offer my best support. Thank you guys for listening. Shout out to Bay Too Real for listening.